dinawe maganidug. Nabi kwa wao. Gipita shindan gitinwe winanan minawa. Mpigish we do kago yego o te shindaman. Ji o jipuemo tadieg in dasukijike ma in daig in okieg dipiko yaig. So, this is Nabik, and I'm here to talk about Ojibwe language and help you get a little bit more language into your everyday life at home or work or wherever you may be. So, numayago inki hingi pita shindanan in your kiduanan, de shinjagaso tawia ishinagosit. So, I am using and I'm talking about words that talk about how someone looks. And so far we went through Ginuzi, he's tall or she's tall. Dokuzi, he or she is short. Minogamo, he or she is pleasantly plump or chubby. Bakakotoso, he or she is skinny. What else do we do? Oh yes, and we also talked about the phrase Anine Shinagosit or Anine Shinagosewat. How does he look? How do they look? So I want to continue on that. Nunga medash niwi abjatun bejig kidawin mi kawadisi jinkadi. So I'm going to talk about this one word. And it sounds like mi kawadisi. And some of you that are professional snaggers have probably used this word or are familiar with it. Mikawadisi, someone is beautiful or handsome. And yes, gentlemen, you can be mikawadis as well. It's not just a phrase reserved for women. Mikawadisi, to be handsome or beautiful. So this is what we're going to do. What we're trying to do is get to a place where we can start describing someone. And it takes a lot. There's a lot of different vocabulary there. And we'll just take baby steps towards it. So we're going to start off, as usual, with Anin Eishinagosit, George. What does George look like? Anin Eishinagosit, George. Mikawadisi na. Is he handsome? Mikawadisi na. Mikawadisi, he or she is handsome, and then we put na on the end, which turns it into, which is really ina, but it turns it into a question, a yes or no question. That's our Anishinaabe question marker, ina. Mikawadisi na, is he handsome? So how would we answer that? So let's back up. Aninashinagosid George, mikawadisi na. And a possible answer is, mikawadisi. Yep, he is handsome. Mikawadisi. Okay, so how about if George is not handsome? Gawin mikawadisi si George. Gawin mikawadisi si. Now, what happened here? We have mikawadisi, which means he is handsome, or she is handsome, or pretty, or beautiful, however you want to say that. Mikawadisi. But then we put si on there, on the end. Gawin mikawadisi si. And what the si does, like I've said in previous presentations, that's the thing that actually does that undoes the action. In this case, mikawadisi, to be handsome or beautiful. And you put the si on the end and it becomes not so. So he is not handsome. Gawin mikawadisi si. So the gawin and the si have to both be there. If you forget the si at the end, you'll say a phrase like gawin mikawadisi. What you're saying is, no, he is handsome. Gawin mikawadisi. So you want that C at the end if you're saying he's not handsome. Gawin mikawadisi si. Or gawin mikawadisi si. He's not handsome. Okay? Are you with me so far? Okay. So what if there's more than one person that we're talking about? And we would ask the question, Anin Eshinagose Wad. The Wad at the end means those guys. Anin Eshinagose Wad Anishinaabek. What do the Anishinaabe people look like? Or how do the Anishinaabe people look? Anin Eshinagose Wad Anishinaabek. Mikawadisi Wak Inna. And there's Mikawadisi. And we put Wug at the end. Wug meaning they. Mikawadisi Wug Inna. There's Inna, our question marker. Are they beautiful? Mikawadisi Wug Inna Anishinaabek. Are the Indians beautiful? And the answer is, Eya Mikawadisi Wug Anishinaabek. Yes, Anishinaabe people are beautiful. Or if you're a guy, Mikawadisi Wug Anishinaabek. Mikawadisi Wug Anishinaabek. Wug they. Mikawadisi. He or she is pretty or handsome. Okay? So, and again, you know, as I'm sitting here translating this, you know, Mikawadisi, pretty or handsome, like, there's a different kind of idea that's being transferred when we use our Anishinaabe language. And so what we end up having to do is get as close as we can with English. Well, you know, it's handsome, it's pretty, it's beautiful. But in our language, it's all of those things. Those are all similar ideas. Mikawadisi. Okay? And it's not reserved just for one gender. It's both. And there are many different understandings of what that is. Okay? Mikawadisi. So anyways, we were talking about those guys. What if they are not? Okay? What if there's a group of people that are not handsome or pretty? We would say, Gawin Mikawadisi Siwak. Gawin Mikawadisi Siwak. They are not handsome or pretty. So listen to what happened. The C, again, attached to the action word Mikawadisi, which means to be handsome or beautiful or pretty or however you want to translate that in English. But the C attached to the action word and made it not happen. Now, it just so happens that we're talking about more than one person, so we have to put wug on the end. Gawin Mikawadisi Siwak. Gawin Mikawadisi Siwak. They are not handsome. Okay? So, as we go through these words, there are a lot of different ways that these can be manipulated. I'm just giving you a couple. Like, you can take this word, Mikawadisi, and you can call somebody that, almost like giving them a nickname. Like, hey there, handsome. Honey, Mikawadisi, right? So you can take this and just drop the I off Mikawadisi, and now it becomes like a nickname. A lot of the words that end with dizzy, you can do this with. Hey, Mikawadisi. Hey, beautiful. Okay. What a cool thing to say to anybody. You know, anytime someone gets complimented in that way, it really helps us. Sometimes it brightens up our day a lot, and sometimes just a little bit. But anyways, one of the things we have to understand, and I've heard some of my elders talk about this, is this idea of physical beauty. Back in the old days, it was not such a big deal. Like, when we chose mates and things like that, we weren't like, I have to have the most beautiful woman or man. You know, what we really kind of looked at is, what kind of skills do they have? Can they support a family? Do they have skills that can lead to a happy life? No matter what they look like, they, you know, I've heard some of the elders talk about, you know, you could end up with a two-bagger, you know, someone that you'd have to put two bags over their head to take a look at them. But they were really, really good cooks. They were skilled at things that they were supposed to do to make life easier. And they were sought as a mate. So when we talk about things like Mikawadisi, when We have to be careful in what we understand that to be. So mio o bangi wa te shindaman, mi kwa chapaji bizindo yeg nabe kwa wa au, mi iu.